Welcome back to the Modern Tire Dealer Show. I'm your host, Maddie Gehring, and today I'm joined by Kevin Allen, Executive Coach for the Automotive Training Institute. I heard Kevin speak at the 2023 SEMA Show on employee retention and engagement, and realized this is a big problem many dealers in the tire industry are facing. So without further ado, let's hear from Kevin. Hi, Kevin. Thank you for coming on the Modern Tire Dealer Show. We're really excited to have you here.
Well, good afternoon, Maddie. Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. And I actually heard Kevin speak at this past SEMA show from the seminars that the Tire Industry Association conducted, which sparked the idea for this podcast. And Kevin, you touched on the importance of an engaged employee and how to keep that employee engaged. So first, I wanted to just start off. Can you explain the difference between an engaged employee and a disengaged employee?
Absolutely. Thanks, Maddie. So, yeah, and really, it's not a whole lot of difference. Well, there's a lot of difference here, but it won't take long to go through it because really what you see with your engaged employees, Maddie, is that they apply discretionary effort in their work each day, right? So they enjoy coming to work. They go above and beyond and they do those kinds of things. And we're seeing a great big gap, you know, this day between engaged employees and disengaged employees. And a lot of that has to do with the leadership and how we treat them.
Okay. Interesting. So what are the benefits of having and hiring engaged employees?
Okay. So we have a number of things here. So one of the ones that I would say, well, I will go through them all, but increased productivity is number one. So engaged employees, you know, they're more motivated, they're focused, they're invested in their work. They even will go the extra mile, you know, and that just leads to higher productivity and a better quality of work. So that's one. Another important one would be higher retention rates in this day and time where it's really hard to find the good qualified candidates that we're looking for. So, you know, engaged employees, when it comes to retention, they're just less likely to seek opportunities elsewhere. When they feel valued and connected and fulfilled in their roles, you know, they're going to stay with the organization that they're at. And this helps reduce turnover costs, which we all know how expensive it is to recruit and hire and train and bring on new employees.
Right.
The other thing that I would say would be it would just bring some positive a company culture in line with engaged employees. Those people, they want to contribute. They want to be inclusive in the culture. They foster a sense of camaraderie and support. And they just create a welcome environment for everyone. So that would be three. There's a bunch of reasons, but those are three or four that I really like to kind of focus in on when we're talking about this.
Yeah, for sure. And those are all super important reasons and helps with the work environment and everything, which is super important. But going back to what you said previously, you said that the engagement of the employees depends on the manager. Can you kind of touch on that and offer tips for managers to keep their employees engaged?
Absolutely. We have lots of things. So I'll just kind of go backwards in history a little bit and how we kind of got where we are here. So a long time ago anymore, it's 10 years or so ago, but just previously, I think that a lot of us learned our leadership skills from the baby boomers, you know, the people that are retiring now, right?
Right.
And back in those days, you know, you treated everybody the same and the benefit of working here was, you know, you're going to get a paycheck on Friday. So it was just kind of, you know, hammer down and do it my way or the highway kind of attitude. And a lot of us, depending upon your age, but a lot of today's leaders, that's the way they learn leadership. And some of them still have that mentality and we have to figure out a way to get them to change that. So that's kind of why I do believe we are where we are today. And there are a number of things that we can do to kind of overcome this. And I have really just four points that I can talk to you about when it comes to that.
I'd love to.
Absolutely. So the very first one, so I call these the four C's. Okay. The very first one is communication. And I'll dig into that a little bit. And then the second one is connection. The last one is commitment. And the fourth one is care. So when it comes to communication, one of the things that we want to make sure that we do is we want to communicate the company's vision and mission statement. You know, we want to know where we're going to go. And it's very important for the leader to communicate that with the team member so that they know what their part is in that, you know, in trying to get to that ultimate goal, whether it's a sales-related goal or a customer service score index or what have you. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing under communication.
Right.
I got two more. I got two more for there for communication.
Yeah.
The other one would be just doing your one-on-ones or one-to-ones or whatever you call those, and you know, going through your cycle of feedback with them.
Right.
It's really important that we spend the time each week to talk about where we were last week, how we performed against those metrics that you've set out for them or they've set out you've agreed upon together, and really, what did they need from the leader to help them grow and develop and reach those metrics? And that's really where the leader comes in at that part, is just to ask the question, right? You know,
right.
What do you need from me? You know, how can I do better for you?
Right, right.
Okay, and then the last one under communication, Maddie, would just be to have daily huddle meetings. This is a great way to communicate with your team. And a huddle meeting, five to six, 7 minutes, depending upon, you know, how big your organization is and how much to cover. But really, again, here, we're just talking about how yesterday went and what we have to do today and what everybody's role in and stay is.
So yeah.
That's communication.
Okay.
Next one would be commitment. You know, how commitment are we to our organization? So,
right.
When it comes to commitment, the things that we want to look at there would be, I'm sorry, then the second one for me is going to be connection. Commitment would be third. So
okay.
Connecting.
No problem. Connecting.
Connecting. So positive team connection exercise. So this really is just learning more about your team. I'll go back to, there was a tennis coach at UVA, and his name really escapes me now.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that he found out was that their team could always reach the semifinals or the quarterfinals, but they just couldn't get to that next level. They couldn't win the NCAA championship, right?
Mm-hmm.
They just couldn't get
right.
there.
Yeah.
So one of the things that he found out in some discovery was that there was little cliques within the group, right? But when it came down to it, he asked everybody, look, you know, what's the most important thing in life? And everybody on the team answered family.
Mm.
So he asked each of the tennis members about someone else on the team's family. And they really had no clue. So anyways, what he did was he challenged them to connect with another team member. Interview them about their team member and to learn all they could about this person outside of, you know, just the sport of tennis and
right.
the connection. So when they did that, they were able to really connect more and at a deeper level with each other and actually cared about one another.
Yeah.
And then they won like 15 straight years of the NCAA tennis championships after that.
Wow. So it paid off.
It did pay off. So again, that's another thing that the leader can do to kind of, you know, make sure that we're engaged as a group and connected.
Okay. Right.
Some other things, team building events, and I think everybody knows what we mean by those, you know, getting off site, Topgolf or what have you with team building events. There's a lot of things to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Another exercise that I would like to use with our 20 groups is what I would call the three H's. And it's just a hero, a hardship, and a highlight. So when you're in a group setting, you can put them in groups of twos, threes, fours, whatever, and just have each person bring up, hey, who is your hero and why? Or, hey, what is the hardship that made you who you are today? You know, what have you gone through to get here? And then lastly would be a highlight. So share a highlight from your personal life or your work life, something that maybe we don't know about. Again, just by sharing that information, it really makes the team more connected with one another.
Right, for sure.
Okay, next would be commitment.
Okay.
Commitment, the author John Gordon has this exercise that he practices every year. I've been doing this for like the last 5 years.
Okay.
It's called a one-word exercise, and you pick one word to live your life by. My word for 2024 is balance. I want some more balance in my work life, home life, and all of the things that I do, exercise, diet, you know, all that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
So each year I challenge all of my clients to participate in this, and I get about a 70% participation rate out of them. And then one of the things that I do before each, you know, coaching session with them is I ask them about their word, you know, Maddie, how is the work finance working out for you this past week or this past month? You know, how are you doing with that? And then we challenge them to do the same thing with their team members. So when they do their one-on-ones, to sit down and ask them about their one word and how that works for them.
Right.
It really shows that they're committed to their growth, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Also with commitment, just accountability. There's, you know, the way that we hold people accountable today is a little different than we've done it in the past. Accountability seems like a punitive word, right? Nobody wants to even think about the word accountability because it just it just has this negative connotation, right? You know?
Right.
So, you know, we find that just there's a really simple way to do that. It's called the ABCs of accountability. And basically, you're just going to show them appreciation for them at first, okay, in this conversation with them. Then you want to bring the real opportunity, we'll call it. I don't want to say issue because we try to keep this as positive as possible, but we try to bring the opportunity to light right there in front of us. We want to illuminate that.
Okay.
And then the last part, and this is the great part about accountability, is called, C part is called curious questions.
Okay.
So that's for the leader, instead of suggesting ways to do better with it, is that we ask your employee or your team member, hey, I have some ideas of my own on how we could do better with this opportunity, but I'm more curious as to what you think. And that's that critical point, right, Maddie, where you take the responsibility off your shoulders as a leader and you place it, the accountability piece right onto your team member's shoulder. So that's a great piece when it comes to commitment.
Yeah. And it's all about how you approach and talk about those taboo or uncomfortable topics. So yeah, that's a great way of kind of breaking down the barrier and getting your employees to trust you and be comfortable enough to talk about things that they can learn and grow with.
Absolutely, 100%. And you know, when you show that you're committed to them in that way, that fosters a sense of just love and care. They know that you care about them. And that would be the last one that we'll talk about here in just a minute, would be care.
Yeah.
One more thing that I would tell you with the word commitment, the third C there, would be an idea-driven organization. I think that in our employee engagement series that we do here, one of the biggest opportunity questions that we see come back is, I am consulted on decisions that affect my performance or my job. This word is something like that, okay?
Right.
And if we are really a great idea organization where we have an idea system, where we're asking the people who are actually just physically doing the work, hey, how can we improve on this? How can we do better with this? What are your suggestions? Mm-hmm. It shows our commitment to them that we really care and value their opinion. And how we could build a better company and a better experience for our customers and for our team members inside the building there. Okay.
Right.
So that's it for commitment.
Okay.
Last one would be care.
Mm-hmm.
So care. First thing with care is just recognition. These would be easy. So a lot of people, a lot of leaders, I do believe, do the care part of this. And they don't even really know that they're doing it. They're just kind of unaware, but recognition, we want to recognize our team. You know, we want to give them recognition for, tenure, for performance, for life celebrations. You know, it's not always about work stuff. If we're going to say we truly care about somebody, maybe it's a life celebration. Their kids graduated college or someone got married or engaged or what have you. Right.
Yeah.
Retirement's a big one, you know, celebrate that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then even wellness initiatives. If somebody quit smoking or they quit drinking or maybe they lost some weight and gone to the gym or, you know, whatever, they're trying to improve their health. So those are all great ways to recognize your team members. Something a little bit different outside of work, right?
Right. And they appreciate that so much when you do that too.
They do. And this, remember, this last C is called care. So when you are sincere and talking about those things with them and celebrating those things, you know, they start to get the sense of care from the organization.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. The next one is validation. And that's something that can be done daily. And you're just walking around and just asking people, hey, you said you were going to the ball game with your family last night. You know, how did that turn out? You know?
Yeah.
Did you guys have a good time? Or you were going to the circus, or you have a vacation planned. You know, what does that look like? Where are you going to go? Mm-hmm. What do you guys do when you're there? That kind of stuff, right?
Right.
So validation should just be positive. Excuse me. It should come from the heart. It should be very habitual, and it should be relational. You know, you should be able to, you're trying to relate with your team members.
Right, of course.
Okay. I got a few more here on care. Excuse me. One of those would just be, what I'd like to see some of my clients do is what I would call team interviews.
Okay.
So we care enough about them and their opinions and their work environment that we want them to be a part of the interview process when it comes to hiring new people, because we want to hire for culture. And you'll be surprised at how far that would go, you know, Maddie, if you're involved in the team in the interview process. It's really a eye-opening in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Okay. The next two more here for care. One of those would be career paths. We want to make sure that we have a career path built out for every position within the organization. What better way to show that you care than you would like to see somebody who wants to advance? Not everybody does, but for those who are the high performers and want to advance, that we actually have out a laid career path for them and kind of help push them forward. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
And that's a big thing that we hear these days is, you know, what are you going to do for me to, you know, help me progress in my career? And a lot of places, sadly enough, don't have career paths. It's just a dead end street. So.
Right.
Want to make sure we have that. And then the last one would just be what I call the window in the mirror theory. And all, basically what that is, Maddie, is that as the leader, if something goes wrong, you look in the mirror and you take the blame as the leader for the team not accomplishing the goal that we set out to do.
Yeah.
And then the window part of that would be, even if you, the leader, were 90% responsible for the success in some program or initiative that we had, is that you throw that success out the window to your team members and you let them celebrate it as their victory instead of you. So the use of the window in the mirror theory really shows that you care about your people when you don't really need to be the center of attention, and that you own the company and that you did all of the work. You throw that out there and let your team kind of celebrate that, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely. So that's my four C's. Okay. So we have communication, we have commitment, we have connection, and we have care. So that's how leaders can really take that to the next level and do better with their team.
Right. And it's so important to get to know, like you said, your team on a personal level, because everyone's different and the way they respond to criticism or encouragement is all different. And going off of that, do you have any tips on managing maybe different age groups? Do they have different expectations or different levels of engagement?
Yeah, so I'll go back to what I said a little earlier, and that is we used to speak to everyone the same way, and we used to treat them all the same, okay?
Right.
You know, that time has really come and gone, Maddie. It really has. We see that more and more, especially with the different generations, you know, Gen Z and Millennial. Baby boomers, Gen Xers, all of those things. So not everybody wants to be spoken to in the same way. So like you just said, you really have to take the time to get to know people and what makes them tick and what's important to them in life, because what's important to a baby boomer may not be the exact same thing that's important to a Gen Zer, right?
Right. Yeah.
And if you research and you want to, find companies that do employee engagement surveys, a lot of them will break these different demographics down for you so that you can see how people respond differently with age groups and genders and things of that nature. That's one of the things I love about the Cultural ID platform that we use, is because if your organization is large enough, it will allow you to do that and break those things down so that you can see how people are thinking about those things, right?
Yeah, that's really cool.
It is. And then one of the things that a lot of clients ask me is like, you know, I don't know what motivates my technicians, or I don't know what motivates my tire guys or my drivers or whomever. I don't know what motivates them. Kevin, can you help me come up with an idea? Mm-hmm. And Eddie, I always tell the same thing. No, I can't. But you know who can? And then I asked, just asked the question. They're like, no, who can? I'm like, come on, think about this for a minute. Who can let you know how to motivate them the best? And he's like, you mean we ask the employees? We ask the team members? Well, of course, you know, let's just go straight to the source and find out, right?
Right.
So that's a really great question. That's one that comes up a lot these days too, because again, leaders who learn how to lead 20, 30, 40 years ago, those same tactics and principles don't work anymore. And you really have to find new ways to reach the people. And I think if you genuinely love and care for people, you know, you'll do well with it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds like if you're a decent human being and you actually care about the people you work with, you're halfway there to being a great manager, to having your employees being engaged. But yeah, definitely a lot of work on both sides. Right.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. So there's just, you know, a great way to just to understand that, look, there's the difference between managing and leading, right? You manage process, because maybe I don't know about you, but I don't like to be managed at work by anyone, right?
Right.
But I like for them to lead me. I like for the upper management to lead me to the next level and show me how we're going to get there and to take me there.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's really all the questions I had, Kevin. Do you have anything else that you want to add or expand upon?
No, I really don't. I would leave everyone with one final thought when it comes to engaged employees. And I did this at SEMA when we were there. Mm-hmm. And I just want to leave them with this thought, and maybe they can get, you know, they can give a commitment to doing this. But so it's an old Greek proverb, and it tells us a society grows great when old men, and I put women in there too, plant trees whose shade they will never see. And that's how we can leave a lasting impact for the next generations to come, is if we just take the time and the care to plant those trees, right, for the shade that we will never see. We'll leave a legacy for the generations coming behind us to do better and not have to suffer through some of these leadership faults that we learned early on in our careers.
Right, exactly. That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Kevin, for coming on and talking to me. I really appreciate it. And I think this is going to be super informative for all our listeners out there.
Well, I hope so. Maddie, I appreciate you having me, and we are glad to come back anytime.
Yeah.
Please leave the door open and just ask, and we won't be here.
I definitely will, Kevin. Thank you very much.
All right, Maddie. I thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Modern Tire Dealer Show. And a big thank you to Kevin for coming on the show and offering some great tips on keeping employees engaged. Do you have other tips or tricks on keeping your employees engaged? Let us know on our social media pages or shoot us an email. Be sure to like and subscribe to the Modern Tire Dealer podcast and never miss an episode. I'll talk to you soon.